Grace, mercy, and peace be yours. From God our Father, and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. The call of Jesus to Philip, follow me. It's a simple call, but the following is all but simple. To follow means to look to the ways and lead of someone else rather than forge your own path and go about business as usual. It doesn't mean you lose your individuality. It does mean that you answer the call to trust the one who leads and orient your life that way. You will not always know the answers to where and why, but you will know who is leading. In some ways, today it's easier for us now, 2,000 years later, to follow Jesus because we are privy to the rest of the story. But Philip didn't. He didn't have the big picture like we do. He only knew Jesus by his call to follow me. And there must have been something to that call to follow that Philip responded the way he did. For 3 years, Philip followed Jesus from town to town, synagogue to synagogue, miracle to miracle, all the way to where Christ Jesus told Philip and the other followers to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and lo, I will be with you always, even to the very end of the age. For Philip, becoming a follower was a life changer. It didn't mean life just got easier. If anything, life was about to get harder. A mix of wonderful and difficult. Wonderful to see all the miracles, yay. Difficult to see Jesus having to suffer, be rejected, and even die, being mocked and killed. Difficult, too, for him, I imagine, as a follower, to have to live to a certain standard, now being around Jesus himself, a great moral teacher, too, and an ethical, perfect person, and he and his own struggles with sin, and having to be an example to others. That'd be difficult, wouldn't it? Imagine being around somebody so well-behaved. I have to be like him, right? Jesus said to Philip, follow me. And he did. We could speculate on the way in which Jesus said that, whatever made it so special that he followed him, and say, wow, maybe the way he said it, follow me, follow me, follow me. And all of a sudden, he really followed him. Or maybe it was just the reputation that had preceded Jesus. I mean, he came from the same region as Peter and Andrew. Maybe, perhaps, he was peers of Peter and Andrew and thought, oh, they became disciples. I'd like to be a disciple, too. But that's all speculation. All we need to know is who it is that spoke, follow me. This is Jesus, God in human flesh. When God speaks, things happen. When God says, let there be light, there's light. When God says, let there be animals, there's animals. Let there be man, there's man. So when Jesus says, follow me, people follow him. He has the power in his word to speak, and things begin to happen. He says to Philip, follow me. And later, you did not choose me, but I chose you. We see there God at work. A miracle of sorts. Jesus' words, follow me, are really an epiphany when they're coupled with the fact that fellows like Philip followed, leaving all behind, and letting Jesus lead them to the poor, the sick, the hungry, the dying, and leading them to see healing, help, and hope. U.S. Army General George Patton lived from 1885 to 1945, recognized as one of the most successful Army generals in the World War II, perhaps best known for the Battle of the Bulge. Patton is one of the more famous people to have used, possibly coined, the phrase, lead, follow, or get out of the way. Leah Iacocca said the same thing in his book, his autobiography, a leadership book, if you will. When words like that come from an army general, or a business leader, or even a Cub Scout leader, lead, follow, or get out of the way, people are inspired, or perhaps threatened, into action. To be fair, all the options are available. Either you lead, and see how hard it is to lead, by the way, or you follow and be of help, or you get out of the way, for you might be, or you might get run over, or you might be a hindrance to the group trying to be successful, to get somewhere. But Jesus doesn't challenge or threaten when he says, follow me. His call to follow is different. He's declaring, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Follow me. Follow me because this is my Father's will for you. That is, rescue from death, forgiveness for your sins, eternal life in glory. Follow me. I'm snatching you out of the jaws of the evil one. Follow me. I'm leading you to live outside of yourselves and see your purpose in life. You know, your calling, the upward call of faith, trusting God above all things, and living outside of yourselves in love toward others, not just being focused here and here and here and here and here and here, but here and towards God. You can't lead in this calling and realm of God's activity. You can't, because you're blind in this realm. Jesus said anybody who tries to lead somebody else in this realm is what? Like the blind leading the blind. And to prove the point, Jesus saw Nathanael under the fig tree. When Nathanael knew that no one could have seen him under the fig tree. When Jesus told Nathanael that he saw him there, he answered Jesus, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. He recognized then and there that Jesus can see things only God could see. God sees hidden things where we are limited to our visual sight. And we could use a leader who could see hidden things, couldn't we? Hidden dangers to us, hidden threats to our bodies. God reveals in His Word His power to know all things, hidden things, and reveal them. But just as Jesus said to Nathanael, I'll paraphrase, yes, I can see things only God can see because, like, well, where you were last Thursday, for example. But is that why you believe? Because I can prove to you that. Of course, God as I am can see such things. But I have not come to do parlor tricks and to read palms or pull rabbits out of hats. Follow me. And greater things you will see. You will see the heavens opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Jesus' call to follow me is an invite to see greater things, heavenly realities far greater than mundane life allows. Even heaven on earth right now. For where Jesus is, He brings the kingdom of God, hidden from our human eyes, revealed to the eyes of faith in them that believe. What do you see here at church? You simply see the relics of a religion long ago and far, far away? Or do you see what God sees and reveals? The God who sees and calls you to follow Him out of death to life. A journey of Jesus to a cross and an open tomb and then to heaven. And to give His body and His blood here below as a miracle, an epiphany for you and your faith and your heart. That you'd be open to His kingdom here on earth even now. What an epiphany to hear those words, follow me in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.